Hola! Welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita, the only Spanglish anti-diet podcast that teaches you from a sociological lens, feminism, and intuitive eating coaching to dismantle diet culture. I'm your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez, and I am passionate about dismantling diet culture and helping you heal your relationship with food and your body. I'm a mother, daughter, comadre, amiga, community member, professor, health coach, and published author. On this show, I share my personal experience with diet culture, tips and strategies, and educational content to help you understand diet culture and systems of oppression so that you can have the tools to challenge diet culture. Current and future generations do not deserve to inherit your diet culture trauma, and I'm here to help you. If you're on a mission to heal your body and food traumas and embody your authentic self unapologetic, welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. Hola, bienvenidos a Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita. This is your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez. Welcome to another episode. In today's solo episode, I want to honor my abuelita, my grandmother, who passed away exactly 2 years ago on March 20 of 2022. Today is her 2 year anniversary, and it's a difficult day. My heart is grieving. I've been grieving her loss for the last 2 years. The pain and sadness and grief is a lot more tolerable now than in 2022. And I really want to honor her, continue to honor her, and really take space in this podcast and in this episode to honor my abuelita and to invite you to honor your ancestors and to honor the elders that you have in your life. And I want to share with you one of the ways that I honor my abuelita, and it is through connecting with my food. My native flute is my prayer. It is my offering for my abuelita. I continue to say that I haven't been gifted with a singing voice. Mi mamá canta muy bonito. My mom comes from a background of singers. She sings beautiful and she creates her own lyrics. So in my lineage, from my mom's side of the family, there are musicians. They sing and compose. And I feel like I wasn't gifted with a singing voice, but I have many other gifts. And because I'm so conscious that que no canto bien, I don't even try. And I am not an expert, nor do I have a lot of experience in playing the native flute, but it is one of the ways that I connect to my indigeneity. It's one of the ways that I honor my ancestors and that I honor my abuelita. So for me, playing the flute is my prayer. It is my way to connect with her. And I want to go ahead and play the flute to honor my abuelita and all my ancestors who have passed away, who have shaped who I am today. Thank you.
all have different ways of honoring our ancestors, and I'm not here to tell you or give you strategies or tips on how to honor your ancestors. No, that's not the intention. The intention is to hold space for all the people in our life that we have lost, that have gone to the spirit world and that continue to guide us. And there is no right or wrong way in honoring our ancestors or even honoring our elders that still are part of our life. I'm here to invite you to reflect about how are you honoring your ancestors? How are you honoring the elders in your life? And doing so, I want to share like my experience and invite you to challenge the societal expectations of getting over it, right? The idea that we should not cry, that we need to have our ancestors rest in peace. Ya no llores, tienes que dejar descansar a tu abuelita. I heard that a lot when my grandmother passed away. Like, I was given grace for her the first few months, but a lot of folks were telling me, you should stop crying, you know? No estás dejando descansar a tu abuelita. And I felt that so oppressive, and I felt that so, felt like I was being shamed for crying and that I wasn't allowed to express my grief. That's one of the things that I learned when I lost my abuelita, and it hurt me so much. I felt like I needed to justify or tell folks like why. For me, it was important to just express how I was feeling, and it oftentimes was with tears. But the idea is that we shouldn't be crying, that we need to let them rest. And I challenged that, and I continue to challenge that, because that is part of decolonizing our feelings and decolonizing our tears, is being able to hold space for that. And I cried, and I continue to cry. And I oftentimes think, you know, I'm crying for all the women in my life who weren't allowed to cry. I cry for my abuelita, who rarely did I see her cry. My abuelita wasn't allowed to cry. She wasn't allowed to express her feelings. And I think how many women in my lineage were not encouraged and honored and held that space for their tears. So yes, I continue to cry. And sometimes these tears are also of joy, not just grief for not having her in my physical life anymore. That's one of the ways that I challenge this. Another way that I have been honoring my abuelita, and I was more intentional, to be honest with you, the first year, the first like 6 months, is really, really trying to divest from capitalism. And one of the values of capitalism is this time, right? Of being busy and productive. And I put this in quotations, right? I was super intentional of slowing down, of being present, of really connecting to Mother Earth and to my garden, really divesting from the fast-paced life, because we lack of culture of grief in our society. So it was really difficult resisting of, you know, quote here, getting back on track, coming back to work and moving on. And while I was moving on, I was moving on in a slower, more intentional space and pace. And that slowly started to change last year. I was still slowing down. I was still grounding myself. And in the last several months, I've noticed how I'm falling back. And I say falling back on this track of overworking myself. And, you know, it's difficult because that's how our society is set up. That's how these systems are set up, that we're constantly on the go, 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 overstretching ourselves too thin. And I was very intentional when my grandmother passed away, que no quería vivir la vida así. And I am reminded, and I'm holding myself accountable in this episode and sharing this with you, is that's one of the big lessons that I took when my grandmother passed away, is like reevaluating, how am I living my life? How do I want to honor my abuelita? How do I want to honor myself, my body, my mind, mind, body, spirit? And it is very difficult when you look around and you see other folks being praised for the amount of work that they're doing or whatever they're able to accomplish. And you're like, that's amazing, that's wonderful, but I don't want to live that type of life. Not that way. And so here we are on March 20th of 2024, 2 years later, and I'm reevaluating, how have I been living my life since my abuelita passed away? How am I honoring her even in my busy life? And the way that I'm honoring her now is different from the intentional time that I took off in 2022. For me, honoring my ancestors and honoring my abuelita is honoring who I am, the teachings, the lessons, the experiences, the values that they gave me. Dicen que I am the embodiment of my abuelita. Mi abuelita era una persona muy fuerte. My grandmother was such a strong woman. I consider myself as a strong woman. Llorona, chillona, pero chingona. And I have come to redefine that over the years, that I can be strong and powerful and still be sensitive and tender and cry. My abuelita was persistent and perseverant. She had no choice. I feel like I embody that too. She taught me that. I saw that. My abuelita had a strong faith. I continue to believe in God. I don't believe that institution of religion, but I do believe in God. I believe in the Creator. I believe in Mother Earth. Mi abuelita me decía, échale ganas, tú puedes, no te rindas. My grandma was always encouraging. And when I have days where I feel like giving up, or where I feel like I can't do certain things, or the imposter syndrome kind of kicks in, I think about my grandmother. I think about my abuelita. Mija, tú puedes. Tú eres fuerte. How I move in the world, how I show up in the world, that is honoring my ancestors. That's honoring my abuelita, of course. And I think about our culture foods. How am I honoring her? Through the foods that she liked. The beginning, 2022, I think the whole year, it was very difficult for me to eat any of the foods that she liked. Porque me la pasaba llorando. Tortillas recién hechas, salsa del molcajete que le gustaba. I wouldn't even eat that because I would just cry. I wouldn't want to eat anymore. It was difficult to honor my grandmother through the foods that she enjoyed. I couldn't hold space for that. It was too much. It was too hard. But now I do. I went to the panaderia yesterday. I took my daughter because I was going to make tortas. And I thought about the bread, the Mexican bread that my abuelita liked. Y le traje un pedacito de pan y se lo puse en el altar that I have all year long when I make foods or goodies that she like, that she that my kids like and that my abuelita liked, I go put it in the altar. So there's no right or wrong way, and how do we honor our ancestors? Yeah, there's no right or wrong way. The mere fact of just thinking of our ancestors is a way of honoring them. Don't let folks tell you this is what you need to do, this is how you need to honor them. No, it looks different, and that can change, and that is okay. I like gardening and like spending time in nature. And my garden right now is a mess. I have a mess right now in my garden because it was winter and it was raining and there was a lot of mud, and I look out the window and I'm like, I need to go to the garden and pull out the weeds and start my new planting new seeds. I have some veggies that I need to harvest. And although I didn't spend part of my winter in the garden, el jardín allí está y es una manera de honrar a mi abuelita, a honrar la madre tierra. And I do want to continue to tend to the land, to tend to this garden. It's a way of honoring my abuelita, and it is part of my self-care practice to connect with the land, to connect with Mother Earth, and to connect with my ancestors. And when I say this, I understand that, I am not in my native land, but it doesn't matter where we're at. We can honor our ancestors and we can honor the original stewards of these lands at the same time, the elders that we continue to have in our life. How are you honoring your elders right now? How are you showing up for them? Ahorita, como dicen, haz las cosas en vida, no te esperes hasta que se mueran. ¿Cómo puedes honrar a tus abuelitos, a tus abuelitas, a tus tías, a tus tíos, a tus familiares que ya están grandes? Si están en otro país, ¿cómo puedes estar en comunicación con ellos? How can you honor your elders, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, other family members in your life right now? I understand that it is a lot harder to honor our elders, especially if they're in another country. And if there's no technology, it makes it a lot difficult to have that connection, even through phone, because, I come from the Sierra Madre, from a remote area in Nayarit, and there's still folks who don't have access to technology. I'm able to communicate and talk to my mom in Mexico through WhatsApp. I call her, my sisters, but I also know that it's difficult for some folks who don't even have access to a phone. So it becomes harder. But how can we honor them in the way that we show up in the world? To keep them in our prayers, to keep them in our thoughts. That's a way of honoring them. How can you live a life where you don't overwork yourself to the point of where your body breaks down? That is a way to honor your ancestors. That is a way to honor your elders. Slow down. How can you slow down? How can you be present, even for 5 minutes of grounding? So, yes, my invitation in this episode in honoring our ancestors and our elders is let me slow down. Para ellos y para mí, so that I continue to show up in the world with intentionality, taking care of my body, mind, and spirit. Folks are not going to tell you, hey, you know, you should take a break or you need to slow down. I hope you do get those messages, but oftentimes it's like, can you do this? Let me add more to your workload, or you can handle this. Eres una chingona, tú puedes, déjate, doy más trabajo. Might seem a compliment, but that just means that if you take on more, can you take something off your plate? You don't overstretch yourself and you're here for the long run. I made a conscious decision when I earned my PhD to come back to California. For me, it was very important to have my kids grow up seeing their bisabuelita, seeing their great-grandmother. My decision to come back from California was based on family, was based on these values of la familia. And as a Latina, this is very common in a lot of Latinx communities, right? Family values is strong. Family connections is strong. And the deficit mindset or understanding is like, oh, that's actually can hamper us. That can be a challenge for us to move forward in life, to do things because of the family. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes that is our drive of why we do the things that we do. It's because of our family. It's because of the love that we may have for our families. I have no regrets of moving back. And my kids had the opportunity to see their great-grandmother. My son was 3 when we moved from Texas. Itzel was 1.5 years, and Elena wasn't born yet. My grandmother got to see her great-grandkids. And my kids got to see their great-grandmother. That is a gift and a privilege that I also recognize that my kids had. So family values for me was very important. And I'm happy. I'm very happy and content that my kids got to see their great-grandmother. Es un regalo que no tiene precio. So honoring our elders is also honoring our social identities of who we are as individuals. We're not encouraged to do that growing up, right? How can we continue to show up in a world where we honor who we are and at the same time be able to have conversations that are uncomfortable with them? And I recognize that for some, it's like, no, there's just no possible way that this can happen, right? That I can talk about X, Y, and Z. No, they're not ready. They're not willing to. I mean, that's really up to you. But I'm just here to invite you in this episode of reflecting, how have you honored, how do you continue to honor your ancestors, and how do you honor the elders in your life? You don't want to wait until they're sick or until they pass away to think about all the things that you could have done or the regrets. Siempre va a haber trabajos. Siempre va a haber trabajo. We're always going to, you know, have something to do. The work will always be there. I can't go visit them. You can't give them a call because you're too busy. Make time. Make time. It's not about the quantity. It is about the quality. And I want to thank you for listening to this episode, because I really wanted to honor my abuelita by taking the space in this episode. I didn't have to, but I release my podcast episodes every Wednesday. And today is her 2-year anniversary. And I just wanted to tell you how important my grandmother was in my life, and who I am today is a large part of the values that she transmitted, how she moved in the world as a strong, fierce woman. And I want to say that I am embodying that too. Llevo a mi abuelita en mi corazón. Siempre la voy a llevar en mi corazón. And this is one of the reasons why I took time off from social media. I made the decision to take the rest of the month of March from social media to take care of my mental health, to really ground myself and be intentional on how I'm spending my time, how I want to honor my abuelita, how I want to continue to show up. And that for me has required, like, okay, you need to completely disengage. That's why I'm doing solo episodes right now, because I don't want to be on social media. I don't want to, you know, get distracted by all the noise, by all the stuff that happens, or what I have to create and produce. So regular programming will be back the first week of April. And I want to thank you for being here, for holding space for my grief. Muchas gracias por acompañarme. Thank you so much for joining this episode. I will see you next week in another episode of Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias por acompañarme in Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Especially be sure to rate and review the podcast if you really like it. If you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, you become eligible for a free 30-minute coaching session. That's right, así como escuchaste, one free session. Once you leave your review, you can screenshot it and email it to me, and I'll send you a link to sign up. If you didn't like it, don't worry, así está bien. Follow me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, @Dr. Hortensia Jimenez.